No, Greg, it's not only to my family. In the UK, we have set a precedent today because we are the first, sorry, Jimmy, not me, Jimmy's the litigant. We are the first people to use the Equalities Act for a child. We are also the first people to use the Equalities Act as we are a non-guide dog, so service dog rather than a dog for someone that is a vision impairment. But the other thing as well, in today, in the summing up, normally when it's a case like this, they refer to other similar cases. It was actually no other case to refer to. So Jimmy has set case precedents in this and really has been an history maker today.
For those who aren't aware, just give us a brief recap. What happened to Jimmy and where?
Right, so I was staying at my mum's in the East End of London, and public transport in London used an Oyster card, which is a bit like similar to the Leap card in Dublin, prepayment of using public transport. And I went into the shop, and yes, on the outside of the shop there was a sign up that said no dogs, but as we know that's quite common, but that's not in relation to guide or assistance dogs. And I went into the shop to top up the Oyster cards and was told to get out of the shop. I explained to the guy that he was breaking the Equalities Act, that he couldn't do that. And the guy was quite abusive to me and said, I don't care, get out of my shop. And I said, do you know that I can take you to court? And he said, I really don't care, take me to court, take me to anywhere you want to. I really don't care. So we were ceremoniously chucked out of the shop. I then boarded a bus, not knowing how much money was on my Oyster card because I used it for approximately 6 months, and got on the bus and what tapped in, as they say, sat down, and then a guy got on the bus and there was no money on it. So I also ended up getting a fine as well. So this guy actually denied me legal access to public transport as well, which was also taken very seriously in the court.
Now, it just goes to show, doesn't it, what people have to endure. This won't have been the first instance that has happened. It's not the first case of people being treated like this, yet it's the first time a precedent's been set in law. So how many people before you and your family have had to endure this type of treatment?
I would say there are a number of people, Greg. It comes up quite a lot on social media and people, you know, particularly for those people with visual impairments, getting, you know, refused taxis into shops. And to be honest, it's not just corner shops. There's been a couple of big cases, Tesco's, some of the bigger multinational companies as well. But the problem is people don't tend to take this further, or they get paid off, you know, before it goes to court. And that's why this has been such a huge case today.
And a big undertaking, but there's always risk in these type of things because it takes time, it takes money and what have you, and there's no guarantee of an outcome. So you must be, all of you involved in this, but particularly Jimmy, must be delighted today.
Yeah, we're really, really delighted. I'll be honest with you, Greg. Jimmy probably doesn't realise the significance of his win. He was fantastic in court today. I have to say he was brilliant but he was very calm and he was collected because he had the presence of his service dog there. Kizzy was also in court with us today, and that wasn't for show. That's because I need Kizzy to maintain some sort of a normal life, as we would say, you know. I can't tell you how over the moon I am. I'm also quite relieved because, yes, it has cost me money and I have got my costs back. Jimmy has also been awarded an amount of damages, which will be held in trust. Either we need to go back to court on the 1st of November and that money will either be held in trust by the High Court in Ireland or it will be held in trust by the courts in the UK. The judge is going to decide which is the best way to do that. So he was awarded damages today and he thoroughly deserved them because he was very distressed when we were chucked out of the shop.
But I get the sense it was never about money.
Because I actually asked the judge, could we bypass all of that and just give the money to the charity that provided Jimmy with the service dog? And unfortunately, that can't be done because he's a child. This was never, ever about money. This was to raise awareness that people with disabilities are still being discriminated against in the year 2016. that people that use service dogs are not always visually impaired, and that children use service dogs as well. This was never about a monetary gain.
And finally, a word about those that have supported you when it first emerged that you were going to take this case, your friends and family, and perhaps friends and supporters that you've made and met since this incident.
Yep, I've had fantastic support locally from the autism support group in Letterkenny. I've had fantastic support nationally in Ireland. I've also had fantastic support from various charities that provide service dogs in the UK and in Ireland, particularly our own charity that provided Kizzy, which is my canine companion. And I've also had fantastic support from my legal team. They said it was, they knew it was going to be such a big case. And I've known my solicitor for over 20 years, and she just couldn't believe that she got the opportunity to represent me today. And I've had great support from everybody, you know, because people know that I just, all I want to do is just get on with our lives, Greg, to the best ability that we can as a family. And when someone puts such a big obstacle in your way, it can be quite disheartening. Do you know what I mean? So today I'm standing in London and I am just absolutely delighted it's all over with, but delighted that Jimmy will have made significant progress for those with disabilities in the UK and in Ireland.